Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances, well, it can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm a certified financial planner, qualified kingdom advisor, founder of Crystal Clear Finances, and your host, or should I say co-host, for the next 30 minutes. Because today I am joined with my son, George Langdon V, who we call Five. And Five, thank you for coming back and finishing this discussion with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, last week, as you know, we talked about the power of a financial plan. And I want to talk a little bit more on that today and then go into how cash flow is really queen in all of this. We got to see the numbers. But we spent a considerable amount of time last week, and there's just a few areas left that I want to follow up on, helping our listeners and those who are viewing us on YouTube understand the importance of making sure they know what's important to them, what's driving their lives, what's driving, I should say, their decisions. And then from there, once they understand what's important to them, well, then we can put the numbers together. Yeah. That's not a problem. So let's just do a quick recap, and I'll let you do the recap because mine tend to last a little bit long. And then I do want to talk about mindsets in the team.
Yeah. So what we talked about last week was how important understanding who the client is and what matters to them most.
Right.
Right. And one of the ways that we do this is just honestly talking during the meeting, getting to know them. But what we end up doing is we type up a biography as a part of their financial plan that kind of, it's not as in depth as we know the client, but it shows what matters to them, what their dreams, what their aspirations are, what their concerns are. And basically what we were talking about is how this really drives the numbers, right? Because at the end of the day, the numbers are just numbers unless you have meaning behind them. And this is what gives them meaning.
Right.
Right? If we're just trying to gather as much money as we can, it doesn't really have the meaning, right? Those are just numbers. And that's why we really need to get to know the client. And that's why we enjoy that too, because we love coming alongside them and watching their dreams and aspirations come true. We also love the coming alongside them and helping calm the concerns.
Yes.
Right? Because that's another big piece of it, is calming down it, because there almost always is that analytical person in my household. It's me, right? Who is like, but what if I miss something? What about this contingency? What about these different things? And I just run through the numbers. Yes. And that is what we do with the clients, to say, okay, well, let's talk about that. You know, let's see, is that a, you know, high probable case or is that a low probable case? Let's see what happens if that does happen. Where could we go with, you know, as far as shifting and pivoting? How can we help address that if that does come up? That's a big piece of what we're doing too, especially when we're running the numbers, is saying, okay, well, what if we have to shift? Let's plug that in. And that allows us to not only help achieve the goals and dreams, but also help calm the concern, so that way people can actually enjoy it on the journey.
And I love what you said, Five, because you made it so clear that it's not like, that's a silly concern. No, we want to look at it. And if that's something that's keeping someone up at night, then let's get out the numbers and let's make sure we address it until they are fully satisfied of, okay. Now, usually meeting once a year, going through these numbers is fine. As people get closer to retirement, okay, then we start picking up the amount of time we're meeting. And I think that's good, because now they're all of a sudden saying, okay, I've got to turn off this steady income that's coming in and turn on another one, and will there be enough? So we'll need to talk about those numbers. But before we do, one of the other areas which I think is very instrumental is the team that's around them. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so everybody has a team, whether they realize it or not.
That's
true.
You
all have a team that is influencing your decision making. Now, sometimes that team is not somebody you know personally. It's somebody you listen to on the radio or watch on YouTube, right? But at the end of the day, you have somebody that has gained trust with you, that you're listening to them. And understanding from our perspective who is on that team is actually really important, because it also helps us in communicating.
Correct.
Because we have clients who are nearing past retirement age.
Yes.
And we're meeting with their children. yes. with them, because that's part of their team of protecting mom and dad. Mom and dad protected me all my life.
Right.
I'm now protecting mom and dad. So a good amount of my clients actually now, they're coming in. And so is one of their children. Mm-hmm. And it's great because then we get to discuss and we get to work not only on the concerns of the client, but concerns of the child.
I love that.
And so that's just an example, though, as far as, you know, everybody has a team and it's important that the whole team is on the same board.
Yes, I agree with that. And that's what I love about the plan being printed out is they literally, you know, they come in, they get this beautiful binder from us and all the different components, but then they can sit down with their children. What I like now is now, like you said, the adult children are coming in and saying, hey, mom and dad said they've been working with you for years. Help me walk through the plan so that I understand it. And then yep. they're turning around saying, now I need a plan, which is great, so that we can continue to minister to that family. But knowing who's on the team is so important. And I would do a shout out to that subject when you said that many times people are watching things or watching yep. videos. I mean, we're creating a video that you're watching, and hopefully this is influencing your life and we're a trusted advisor. But you really want to get to know the people that you're allowing to speak into your life. And when they talk about, you know, the five people that you surround yourself with have the influence on your life, I think about the fact that you and I are together all the time, and your father, and then I think of Stephanie, and I think of those individuals. But actually, one of the quote-unquote individuals in my life that influences me are the books and yeah. the podcasts that I listen to. So I want to tell you, I'm very careful about who I'm letting speak into my life. So as I'm reading the book and journaling it, I'm usually bringing it to work and saying, five, I read this in the book. This has me pondering. I think this, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Or I'll talk with George about it at home, like, hey, I'm thinking of making a shift in the way I'm looking at it because of what I'm reading here in these podcasts. How am I doing? And I literally will bounce it off people who know me.
Mm.
So that is such right there. That's a golden nugget of advice, because we can watch things. We can watch Dave Ramsey. We can watch all kinds of people out there. And then we take a generic word and then we try to put it in our life. Here's something to do. Get those who are around you in that close, trusted circle. Give them the information. Say, this is what I heard. Does it apply to my situation?
Absolutely.
9 times out of 10, or maybe 8 times out of 10, it's not going to. And you need to be careful of that. I know for myself, I'm very careful with that. Mm-hmm. Now, when we're talking about trusted advisors and trusted circle around you, yes, it's going to be your children as far as your adult children. But I also, we like to know, who is your CPA?
Yeah.
Who is the attorney? We want to know those. You know, we want to make sure we're mitigating risk. Who? What have you got put in place? So we're going to go through, I mean, we send an email to our attorney probably once a week about cases yeah. that we're working on with a client. Like, this is what my thought process is on this. Is this making sense? I want them to sit down with you. Here's what I'm looking at. Living wills, irrevocable trusts, you know, different components to help. You know, sometimes we don't think that we need to have trusted advisors around us, you know, and we'll take the counsel of people around us. But here's where I want to be cautious. If you want to go someplace different than the people that you're hanging around with, then you can't take that same advice, because what we believe brings us to actions we take, which bring us to where we are today. So if we don't like where we are today, and our friends don't like where they are today, and yet we want to change it, and we ask our friends, or we ask a book, or we ask someone who doesn't really know us, and then we're surprised by the results that things don't change. Sometimes things get worse. We have to work with individuals who have a proven track record. And this goes, five, you've heard me talk about this all the time. Right now, I have a business consultant
yep.
and a business coach.
Yep.
I have someone that I'll talk to in regards to, hey, I was thinking and feeling this. I have mentors around me. But five, you know this. They're not just, hey, you're a nice person, can I talk to you? They're certified in their field. Mm. And I can, for at least that part of their life, I can know that their track record works. You know, if I remember your father, so my husband George used to tell me, he's like, listen, we need to get mentors for our marriage. So let's look for someone who has an awesome marriage. Then we'll let them speak into our life. We need someone, when he was buying his apartment building, someone who's really good in real estate, they're going to speak into my life. And you begin to get mentors in those different areas. Now, I have found, and then we'll kind of can get off the subject, but I have found paying for a mentor, there's just something different in it. You know, if we're just hanging out with a friend and say, yeah, they mentor me, I'm looking for that professional where that is their specialty. Yeah. That's the kind of service that I want.
And just to speak to that, I think that there is a difference between a professional that you're paying for advice, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is your friend who has been in a similar situation.
Correct.
So, and the best example I can actually say, and this actually goes back to our previous show,
mm-hmm.
is when we were talking about the gentleman that's about to retire.
Yep.
And he's like, I don't know what I want to do. Maybe I want to volunteer. Maybe I want to take an RV trip around the country.
I should buy an RV. And we're like, whoa.
Well, but because we've been in this situation so many times with so many people, we're able to say, here is our advice on how to test that. Mm-hmm. Now, if in 3 or 4 years you found, hey, I really like it, okay, well, then let's look at the purchase. But up until that point, I mean, an RV can be a mortgage.
Oh, yes, you know? Of them are.
So just as an example where, you know, professionals, the good part about them is because they've been in the situation with so many people, they get to see all the different components to it.
Right.
The other thing is that they're a little bit more practiced typically at seeing all the different pieces and how they fit together,
mm-hmm.
right? Rather than just looking at one piece and focusing on that.
Mm-hmm.
They see the broader spectrum, again, because they've walked through it
mm-hmm.
with 100 people before you.
Right.
Now, that being said, mentors that just do it out of the greatness of their heart are fantastic people.
Oh, yes.
And should never be undervalued.
No.
Absolutely not.
Thank
that
you
is
for correcting
not what
that.
We are saying. But there is value in having both. There is
yes.
having the professional who, you know what, at the end of the day, they have done this for a lot of people and they're very practiced at it. And then having somebody that knows you so well because they're your friend. Maybe it's your, I think of real estate for me. My yeah. grandmother, she has been in real estate forever.
Yes.
But
she's
I also
a great mentor
have
in that.
Exterior professional real estate
correct.
Mentors that I do compensate.
Mm-hmm.
So that way I can get that
it's a
outside
great blend.
Perspective.
Yes.
Right? So just never undervaluing the person that is doing it out of the goodness
that.
Of their heart, because that is something to truly be cherished and a sign of love to you.
Yeah.
And,
I love that fun.
But
that's
also
good.
There is a value to the professional as well.
That's
so.
Good. And the one area that I would encourage is that people take time to meet with an attorney.
Mm.
You know, that would be a great way where they can look to see will, healthcare proxy, power of attorney. Yeah. Not that I'm recommending it, of course, for compliance. I want to make sure that that's stated. But an attorney can say, yeah, you need to have the will. You need to have the healthcare proxy, power of attorney, living trust, irrevocable trust, and help walk you through that process. You know, I tax preparer, having someone who actually does tax strategy with you, not waiting until, you know, okay, here's all my numbers. How good did I do? How bad did I do? We want to make sure that you have a plan. And part of, I believe, having a financial plan and knowing the numbers can help in that field too.
Absolutely.
So I think those are areas when we're putting together the biography, the dreams and the goals, the aspirations, who you are, where you want to go in life, who you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, what's keeping you up at night, the things that are concerns, balancing that between husband and wife, between the spouses saying, okay, I can't carry this load alone. If we decide to do this, it will impact us this way. Are we both on board with that?
Right.
That's important, having the yes from both of you. And then making sure that you have the right team and the right mindset.
Yeah.
You know, the people that are
Absolutely.
Speaking into your life. Well, let's take a quick 60-second break. When we come back, though, I want us to switch a little bit and talk about, well, what numbers do we really need? What are we looking for when we say we gotta run the numbers? Oh, we're looking for a lot. We'll talk about that in just 60 seconds when we come back with more Crystal Clear Finances. Having $1 million sounds exciting, but when your income is dependent upon that million lasting throughout retirement, It can be scary, especially when the stock market's down. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. Having consistent cash flow not linked to the market during retirement can help replace the paycheck that used to come weekly. So while it's tempting to want to focus on a large pile of money at your disposal, just remember, cash flow can be your friend. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 today. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. I am here with my son, Five Langdon, you know, George Langdon the Fifth. And we are talking about the fact that the power of a financial plan, and that also in that plan, cash flow is queen. So we've spent a lot of time talking about the foundational, knowing the client. And I want to spend the last half of this program talking about the numbers, what it is that we look for. And yes, there is a list of items that we ask individuals to get, but we ask a lot because I know we give a lot. And so I really, I love the plan. I'm proud of the plan that we put together for our clients, and I love the lives we're changing. So let's talk a little bit about what you look at when you're putting together the plan. I mean, it takes you a good 20 hours.
It does. But that being said, so we can kind of simplify to an extent of what we're looking for, right? So ideally, what we're looking for is the tax return. And now what this does is it gives us an overview of how much was brought into the house. And this is really important because ultimately, we need to get down to how much does it cost to live. And this gives us how much it cost or how much was taken in. The other thing, too, is we can take a look and say, hey, was there anything missed? Now, we work with a lot of our clients' CPAs. We talked about having a team. We work with a lot of our clients' CPAs for many years now. Mm-hmm. So that's usually not a problem, but it's also something where a second pair of eyes never hurts. Mm-hmm. So we have the tax return, and the primary goal of that is to simply see how much is coming in.
Right.
Then the next component is the accounts, right? That's usually investment, insurance, and say and bank, right?
Right, bank statements.
Mm-hmm. So those are really the three pieces where one, it's solidifying how much do we have, but what it's actually doing too for a tracking purpose is it's saying, have they gone up or did they go down? Because again, we're trying to get down to that bottom number of what does it cost to live?
Yes.
So those, so basically we have what's coming in, what do we have? And then what I also like to look at is things that are going to go away, but they're payments right now.
Right.
I'm talking about the mortgage.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about the house, right, because that is a big piece of a lot of people's cost of living. Mm-hmm. However, when in retirement, for many people, that is either coming off or has already come off or will come off. But so we're looking for major expenses that will end, whether that's college, mortgage, the boat, whatever the case, right? So that's really kind of streamlined, very streamlined, of what we're looking for is basically to get an idea of what's coming in, where things stand currently, what's going to go away, and that helps us drive down to ultimately how much does it cost to live, because that's a big piece to this. Retirement is like an annual bill that we need to help you figure how to pay, right? So that's where we need to know what's the annual bill.
And I love that because that breaks down into the monthly check that we need to send them. And a lot of times what happens is individuals will say, okay, I've got my Social Security. How do I make this all work? And at those times, we can use different products. I want to be very careful for compliance purposes here, but we can use different products to help create your own pension because a lot of people don't have pensions. When you don't have a pension, yes, you would need larger amounts of money in your 401k, your Roth, your savings, your cash value life insurance. But we met with a client just the other day, and they had about $350,000 in their retirement accounts. And they said, I just don't understand this. How am I able to retire and yet still have money projected maybe at the end? And again, nothing is guaranteed. But when we looked at it, she had a pension, then she had another pension, then her husband had a pension and another pension, and then they had Social Security. So they had six streams of consistent income that was coming in. And as we began turning on those income streams every 2 years, because they knew what their income needs were, every 2 years when we clicked it on, it was more than meeting what their needs were. It was projecting in her case that we weren't even going to have to touch investments till she was in her 80s. Then we could slowly, well, then that means how many years, 20 or so years, that her investments would just sit there looking at it, even if we were projecting at a 5%, which I know compliance is not guaranteed, but I can look at the cash flow and I can help that client. It was so neat to be able to say, this is how much you said you're going to need to live on. This is what your Social Security is giving you plus one pension. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Now we're projecting 3 or 4 years from now, cost of living, that might not meet it. We don't know what Social Security is going to give for a cost of living increase. Okay, can we turn a pension on? And as we began to work through the scenarios, we could turn different ones on to see which ones would work the best. Many of you listening to me or watching on YouTube don't have a pension. Those are a luxury that is not out there all the time. But that doesn't mean we can't create something similar, the same concept of putting investments into a vehicle that will pay out a lifetime income stream. And to me, that's the valuable one. Because if you have $1 million in your retirement account, I mean, if the market goes down, that can fluctuate, especially when you're drawing from it. So cash flow is very specific when we get in this.
Absolutely. And I think that there's a few things that you touched on. I think going back to the team and being careful to listen mm-hmm. to people that know who you are, right? So many of us have been told to focus on an amount in the account
yes.
before you can retire, where I tell people, I have sat across the table from people with low six figures and sat across from high seven figures.
Yes.
And I have had to tell no to the seven figure and yes to the six figure. And the reason why is because of the cash flow, because of the yes. needs. Right. So that's why we don't want to get caught up on, I have to have X amount of dollars mm-hmm. in my account in order to do this, because that may not be the case for you. That may be the case for some, mm-hmm. but maybe not for you. What we really need to do is look at, how much does it cost me to live?
Yes.
What sources of income do I have? And what other pieces do I have to supplement? You know, one of the things I like to kind of just give as a broad goal for clients mm-hmm. is that my goal is to typically try and get as much of your needs mm-hmm. in guaranteed income.
That's what I love.
So you obviously need a place to live. You need a car to drive. You need healthcare. You need food. You need gas, electricity. Those are all very helpful things
yes,
to have.
If you want to keep living, yes.
Right? So my goal is, how can I help secure that we have enough to cover that?
Mm-hmm.
Then the vacations, the extravagant dinners, or just going out to eat, things like that, mm-hmm. that can be more market-based in mm-hmm. my mind mm-hmm. because the way I look at it is, okay, there's going to be years where this is great. The market's doing phenomenal.
You can have great dinners.
And go on that big vacation. And then there's years where it's going to mm-hmm. say, hey, listen, maybe not as many.
Yep.
But we never have to worry, mm-hmm. will I pay my mortgage? Will I be able to survive? You'll be able to survive and comfortably. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say the goal is to get guaranteed income that covers the needs.
Yes.
And then let the market be what covers the wants.
I love
that. And it's what you've always said, as far as we have a paycheck and a playcheck.
Yep. And making sure we understand them. You know, as individuals are listening right now, and maybe you're not at that place where you're about to retire, but one of the things that's just so easy to do is, you know, take a look at your savings account at the beginning in January mm-hmm. and say, okay, what is the balance in my account January 1st? Then look at the balance of your account on December 31st and see, did it stay the same? Okay, so then that means what? You're not saving anything. Now, you can also take a look at what you're doing in your 401k, your 403b, your Roth, your other areas, and you can say, okay, maybe I wasn't saving on cash on hand, but at least I was investing over here. A lot of times people think they're saving when they're putting it in the market. That's not savings, that's investing. Savings is outside of the market, in my opinion. So you can look at that and say, wow, all right, so if I didn't save anything this year, I am consuming everything that's coming in. And now you know what your budget is. Because a lot of times people say, well, I don't know what it is. I don't think I use my whole paycheck. Well, here's another way you can look at it. If you start on January 1st and then look at the statement on December 31st and you've lost money in the account because it's savings, not the market, so we're not going by ups and downs in the market, then it could be that you're overspending. You're spending more than you bring in. And the happy one is when you're looking at it and seeing that the account balance went up, because then that's showing what you're living on. And five, so many individuals that I talk to don't know what they're living on. And knowing that, it empowers you, because then when opportunities come, you can look at the situation and say, yeah, I can take advantage of that, or no, that will sink me. I can't do that. I will be stretched too thin. And then when you become, in my opinion, stretched too thin financially, what does it do to your relationships, especially your spouse? It just causes that tension of whose fault is it? And it's just, there's undue pressure on you that you really don't need. But if you can begin to say, okay, I do know what my budget is. I know what my spending is for the year. And you stay within that. That's also going to help you as you begin to go into retirement, because that's when we're going to ask you, hey, what's your tax rate? What's your spend rate? All those things. And here's, you know, just one other point on that. If you don't know it, that's all right. Let's work together and start finding these things out. Now, it would be easier for us, Five and I, if it not be 6 months before you retire. But if you're there, you call us anyways. But if you're a couple, you know, years before, let's start putting the pieces in place. So then you begin. We have a client just the other day. We said, okay, this is what we think the budget is. All right, live on this for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then we're meeting with them. So we're going to be able to see either they said, that was horrible. We never went out to eat. That I don't want to live that way. Or they're going to say, yeah, that was just right. We didn't go overboard. But being able to have practice runs at retirement, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Because that allows you to be able to say, it's going to work. And the peace of mind that it can give you.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So we're at the end of our time together, as normal. But I want any closing thoughts that you have before we go today.
Not really. You've covered it in great depth, which
Mom,
is perfect.
Mom, you've talked too much.
No, not at all. I think that there is a lot to be taken away from here, which is the importance of the team, knowing that the team knows you, that your situation.
Yes.
I think it's great to listen to people and get outside expertise. The way I look at it is the wise seek counsel of many.
Yes.
But you need to make sure you filter that through what works for you.
Correct.
Right? The other thing too is looking at everything, getting an idea. These are things that you can do as a practice run yourself of looking at what was my bank statement on January 1st of 2023 and what was it January or December 31st, 2023, right? That year, you can go back and look at those now.
That's a great action item.
So you can be looking at that. You can be looking at your tax return and seeing, hey, how much did I pay in taxes? Okay, what did I put into my investments? You can start getting a rough estimate here. Part of what we do is go through that and put that into the plan, but it's something that you can even do on your own as well.
Yeah,
if it's steps. Something that's saying, hey, I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're curious, I highly recommend that you look into it. And of course, we're always happy to help do it
Absolutely.
With you as well.
Perfect. Well, Five, thank you for joining me again.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to thank our listeners for joining. And then if you have questions, give our office a call at 518-433-7181 and join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory and financial planning services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Crystal Clear Finances and Alpha Star are separate and independent entities. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission, nor does it indicate that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.